You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. It is just after 4:30 on Sunday afternoon, and I am delighted to say that I've been joined by William Hill's own version of Ant and Dec. It's Luke Elder and Sean Quinn. How are we, gents?
Which one are you?
I actually don't know the name. Dec.
One's Ant and one's Dec.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm Dec.
You're Dec.
Yeah.
You're the one that
would seem sensible, Ben. Far more straightforward than Luke. Do you agree?
I agree. Yes.
You say that, but you did also break up with Georgie Thompson.
Yeah, true. An all-time low. Really.
Yeah, that's a bad move. That
an all-time. She got rid of me.
I don't blame her for that.
Where's this podcast going?
Is this the worst opening minute of a horse racing podcast ever?
Oh God, no.
We've had worse.
Yeah, I mean.
An expletive yet.
There's nothing I've had to edit out yet. That's fine.
Are you sure? What celebrity are you, Ben?
I guess that makes me Stephen Mulhern, doesn't it?
No one wants to be that.
Should we talk about some horse racing, gents?
I think we should.
Really?
You two have both been with us across the whole weekend. Sean, double TV duty for you.
Yeah.
Luke, you were late substitute.
I wasn't
the radio.
To be, yeah.
No, you were late
to
substitute. Huge credit to Luke Elder for stepping up into William Hill Racing Radio yesterday.
And all then credit to me.
Back on the TV today. So I'm going to start by keeping this very simple. Completely open floor, gents. Across the 2 days, what's impressed? What have you both looked at and what's raised the eyebrows and thought, oh, that's a good one?
Paisley Park, what we already knew that he was a good one. To be fair, I think yesterday was potentially Paisley Park's best performance to date.
Okay.
Do you agree with that? It was up there.
Yeah, I
thought. That and the stayers.
I don't agree with you that it was his best performance to date.
What was?
I disagree with you.
His stayers hurdle.
To win the stayers hurdle was probably his best performance, because that was a grade one at the Cheltenham Festival yesterday, was a grade two. And arguably, he was more impressive when winning the Cleve hurdle 12 months ago.
Do you think?
Well, he recorded a Racing Post rating yesterday of 162, and the year before he recorded one of 172. So he was considerably better a year ago, I would say.
Stats don't lie, Luke.
Do you just follow the Racing Post?
I don't go off Racing Post ratings blind.
That's such a Dec move.
I'm going to regret ever saying that.
Can I just bring in, by the way, my favourite stat about Paisley Park? The last time I backed him was at 66-1 in the Albert Bartlett when he came 13th of 20, and he's unbeaten since.
He's
now an absolute superstar. Yeah, so clearly I was the problem with Paisley Park.
Amazing to think. They ran him in a visor in the Albert Bartlett.
Yeah.
And I suppose, given his lazy nature, you can see why they'd put a visor on him. And he's maybe not a horse that shows a great deal at home, but that was quickly taken off, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
They went down the professional route with the visor, but then thought, actually, do you know what? He knows what he's doing. Crack on. Just let him be. So that was Cheltenham yesterday. I'm going to end sort of the recap of yesterday by asking you both, if I gave you one mythical pound off of William Hill's back pocket and said that you had to back one of the Cheltenham winners yesterday, Galahad Quest, Simply the Bet, Sapar, Shantini, Harry Senior or Paisley Park, to win again at the festival, with the idea that you've got to try and make as much money as you can, which of those are you backing?
Does it have to be a winner from the card at Cheltenham yesterday?
Oh, I tell you what, yes it does, but if you've got another one you want to highlight, I'm not going to turn that down either.
I mean, Paisley Park is the most likely winner.
Okay, but that's not going to make a great return for you.
You're not going to make rich, but to the Elder, putting up the odds on shot.
Standard form for Elder.
But I think Protector Rat, who was third behind Harry Senior, I feel like he might go for the Coral Cup into Handicap Company.
Fair play.
When I checked yesterday, anyway, he was 20-1 for the Coral Cup with William Hill. I think that is still around as well. I think if I were to be given a pound, 50p each way would be invested on Protector Rat. A sort of race that Dan Skelton does support. Obviously, he's won county hurdles in the past. I think he had Mahayed as well in the county hurdlers as well. Spirit of the Games ran okay in that. But John Hales also is happy enough to have runners in those sort of races. And Protector Rat, I mean, he's probably not going to win a Ballymore. He'll go up to a mark of 142, 143, you would think. put him in the Coral Cup. I think he's ideal for it.
Coral Cup handicap hurdle protector at 16 to 1.
Yeah.
50p each way. I will say that at the moment, if you place that bet with William Hill, all of the handicap races, we are paying 5 places currently.
Yeah.
Between now and 48 hours before the race is due to go. So 5 places on offer, 16 to 1. Your mythical pound is going to be going 50p each way on protector at.
Yes.
I'm going to bet a Elder because I'm going to give you a winner that will go on to win at a decent price.
Not quite at a bigger price as protector at, though.
No, but he's a double figure price. Harry Senior.
Okay.
He's still double figures for the Ballymore.
He is. The Racing Post tell me he's 10 to 1, but okay. Ben is going to tell me.
You think he's going to be on Violet?
I can tell you that Harry Senior, Ballymore Novices Hurdle, 14 to 1.
Sorry, but I don't want to back him for the Ballymore.
Okay,
so I want to back him for the Albert Bartlett.
In that case, hang on, let me do a little bit more scrolling and we will.
So I'm going to throw a further spanner into the works because I think he's Albert Bartlett bound.
Do you want to annoy Ben? I think he might run one of the Supreme as well, Ben.
Harry Senior, Albert Bartlett, 14 to 1.
There we go.
So the same price.
Yeah, okay. But he is a winner from yesterday.
Yeah,
not a loser. Same race. We clearly both like the form lines. This horse has improved since stepping up to 2.5 miles. His only 2 wins under rules have come over this trip. I think a further step up is going to suit him down to the ground. So 3 miles in the Albert Bartlett could be right up Harry Senior's street. So he's the winner that, and if you had a pound each way on him at 14 to 1 and he won, you've got enough for a little round down in the Guinness Village.
He does have... That's not a thing anymore.
Is that scrapped this year?
I think they're getting rid of it, yeah. Mm. They're playing a DJ for at racing, because that's a good idea, isn't it?
I'm not going then.
He has got an Albert Bartlett profile, though, in a sense that you need to run as many times as possible in hurdles before. I mean, how often the best horse rarely wins an Albert Bartlett? I mean, Kilbrick and Storm won it a few years ago, beating Santini and OK Corral for
trained by
Colin Tizard, who also has a Harry Senior. If you were to give me a pound to have on a winner yesterday for the Cheltenham Festival.
Well, which is what he said.
Yeah, no, he said at Cheltenham.
I did specify Cheltenham. Have you found one somewhere else?
Oh. I think so.
At Doncaster?
No.
Oh.
Over in Ireland.
Wow.
Won the first race of the day at Fairy House. I would have it on Alaho in the JLT. Fair
okay.
The Marsh Chase is known as this year.
Okay.
Won at 2-5 yesterday. It was very much a case of just getting the job done, really. Went out there, jumped brilliantly. Was beaten on his chase debut last time around, but needed that run. He has got festival form as well. He ran an absolute blinder in the Albert Bartlett when very inexperienced last year. I believe he'll go for the Marsh Chase, and I think he'll have every sort of chance in that. I think the closer we get to Cheltenham, the more and more horses will fall out of the Marsh and go for the Arkle or the RSA as they do. Faheen might go for it, but I would have Alaho, and it pains me to say this, but I would have Alaho over Faheen every day of the week.
12 to 1,
I think
Marsh
that's
hurdle.
Yeah.
Just going back to Harry Senior, we do offer betting on to win any race at the festival. So if there are options, as we've said, for Harry Senior, 10 to 1 currently to win any race at the festival, whichever one it rocks up in. That is a look back at yesterday's action. A very quick word on today, because there were 2 decent races over in Ireland, a couple of Grade 3s, Stormy Island and Carefully Selected, a couple of odds on favourites, obliging in both. As expected, gent?
Yeah, they did what they had to do. I mean, Stormy Island, I think Stormy Island appreciated having something to aim at Emengli Khan, who went off a decent enough gallop on the front end. Look, she did what was expected of her. We can't get too excited about things. She might struggle if she goes to the Mayor's Hurdle once again, because she's more of a 2-miler, isn't she, than a 2.5-miler. She ran really well in the race last year, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, if Benny Dadu had stood up in the Mayor's Hurdle, she'd have been beaten well back into third place. Instead, she was second, not beaten far behind Roxana, which is okay form itself, but it looks as if Benny Dadu is going to go again. If Benny Dadu lines up, then really Stormy Island shouldn't be beating her. I think we were both a little bit to and fro with Carefully Selected for the National Hunt Chase after today.
I'm not sold.
Yeah, I'm not buying into...
I'm not sold.
I mean, if he was trained by anyone else... Anyone else?
Well, I don't know. But he
wouldn't be the price that he is. I think he was around 4-1 before today.
Yeah, that's fair.
He wouldn't be that price at all.
The betting is suspended with William Mill, according to
the National Hunt Chase, Ben. That's your next task.
I'll keep scrolling.
But yeah, I would say...
He is Stephen Mulhern, isn't he?
I would want a double figure price about him.
Yeah, I would. I mean...
He's a very good horse, as we know.
After today, I wouldn't be rushing in to back him.
Carefully Selected National Hunt Chase, 4-1 joint favourite.
I'd leave him at the price.
What is the betting for the National Hunt Chases?
Champagne Classic 4-1, carefully selected 4-1, Battle Over Doyen 10s, Danny Whizbang 10s, Alaho 14s, and a horse that you've mentioned today,
yeah,
2 for Gold 14s, Copperhead 14s, 16-1, Forheen 16-1, Sam Brown 20-1 bar.
But I mean, plenty won't go in that. If I were to have a bet in the race right now, Danny Whizbang might be the one, but I don't know what his target is. I imagine he'll be involved in the RSA as well. Paul Nicholls, he wouldn't have that many runners in the National Hunt Chase, would he?
No.
He'd have a few, but I mean, obviously he sends...
Yeah, I don't think he's ever won it, has he?
No, he'd send his best horses to
RSA.
To the RSA, which that might be where Danny Whizbang goes. I don't know, but it's not a race that I'd be rushing in to have a bet at the moment. And after today, I definitely wouldn't be rushing in to back Carefully Selected, for all that he is still a very good horse.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, that's a little recap of the weekend's action. As always, we ask our pundits to preview a couple of the following day's races. And because we've got two pundits, I've let them have one race each. Luke, we've got a race at Wolverhampton that we'll come to in just a minute. But if we're going to go chronologically, we should go with Sean's first. And it's sponsored a little bit better, if you don't mind me saying. It's the 3:15 at Kelso, 2 miles and 5 furlongs. The William Hill Leading Racecourse Bookmaker Handicap Hurdle. It's a Class 2 race. And the Con Man is 13-8 favourite at time of recording. McGowan's Pass 9-4, Bialco 9-2, Lakeview Lad 9-2, 10-1 for Newtown Boy. River Frost is also 10-1. Just the 6 to choose from. Then, Sean, which way are we going to go with this?
The Con Man is a horse who's very much going the right way, Ben, but I'm taking him on with a horse who is likely to be using this race as a stepping stone to the Grand National in the spring, I'd have thought. Lakeview Lad, who pulled up in last year's National, was last seen finishing third at Christmas time in the Roland Merrick behind Topville. Ben makes a rare appearance over hurdles. We haven't seen him over hurdles for a couple of years at least, but he has decent form over hurdles, so at least he's not one of these chasers who is a far, far better chaser. And I thought Lakeview Lad could go well off a mark of 149. I thought, being the class act in this race, he might be able to gallop his rivals into submission. I'd like to see him ridden prominently because, of course, 2 mile 5 is probably tight enough for him these days. But the ground is going to be quite soft up at Kelso, which will help him and bring stamina into play. And at the time of recording, he's 9-2, which looks pretty fair to me.
Okay, Lakeview Lad on the way to the Grand National. Already talking Grand National, we haven't even got Cheltenham out of the way yet. Nevertheless, can't hurt. Lakeview Lad in the 3:15, the William Hill Leading Racecourse Bookmaker Handicap Hurdle. On to Luke's then. It's the 5:30 at Wolverhampton. It's named after a beer. It's a handicap. It's a Class 6, 1 mile and half a furlong. Seaforth is 3-1. Then we have Born to Reason 9-2. Memory Hill 11-2. Roxbury is 7-1. Zeshoff 17-2. Kalaki Dragon 9-1. Ruby Gates 9-1. Decoration of War 10s. Soren's Eye also at 10-1. Oberyn Martell 16-1. 25-1. Scrafton Ramblow 50-1. The Outsider, the 5:30 at Wolverhampton, 12 to choose from. And Luke, you have chosen
Born to Reason. I think the first two in the market, as you just mentioned there, will be the first two home.
Okay.
But I think in reverse order. Born to Reason is a horse who came from an absolute mile back last time, around behind Traveller, and also Thunder Road, who ran well enough, again, in the race that didn't really cater for horses held up at Kempton a couple of days ago when you're listening to this. On Monday morning, but Thunder Road didn't do anything negative for the form. Born to Reason just came from a lot further back. Traveller was midfield. Thunder Road was midfield-ish again. Valentine Mist was in front. They were the first three. Then Born to Reason was the one that was doing the best work late on and was in turn around a length and three quarters ahead of the fifth place. So I think he ran a lot better that day. Alexander Dunn's charge to suggest that winning might not be too far away. And importantly as well, it's dropped into a selling handicap, which is the class of race that Seaforth won last time around. Seaforth has to carry a £4 penalty. Finlay Marsh takes off three, but he did that last time as well. So it is genuinely a £4 penalty. I just think Born to Reason's got a bit more improvement left in him. Look, it's not the highest class of race, but Seaforth and Born to Reason should be the first two home. I just hope and think that Alexander Dunn's charge is going to be the first of the two.
9-2 shot then. Born to Reason. Possible forecast or reverse forecast plays as well, with Seaforth likely to chase Born to Reason home. Well, that brings us to the end of another edition of William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. Join us tomorrow. Kelso, Plumpton and Wolverhampton will go. John Gibby is back in the studio. He's joined by Andy Holding, and John Babb will be here too. There is, of course, another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast tomorrow as well, where amongst other things, we will be going through the Monday jury. Gentlemen, thank you ever so much indeed. When are you back with us next?
No idea.
Tuesday.
In that case,
maybe
I guess
tomorrow on TV. I don't know.
In that case,
I need to check. I probably should do that, shouldn't I?
Brilliant, Luke. Thank you very much for always sticking by us. I guess
wherever deck is, Ant will go.
I guess it's a case of I'm a William Hill racing pundit. Get me out of here, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.